Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Terry Johnson, who is the USU Eastern Coordinator of Volunteer Services. Another name that he goes by is the SUN Program, which stands for Serving Utah Network. This is a great organization up at the college, and so we're pleased to have him with us on Castle Country Focus. Thank you for being here, Terry.
Oh, glad to be here.
Tell our listeners about the SUN Project or the SUN Program.
Well, the SUN Center, it's the full name of the center is the SUN Involvement Center for Service and Learning. And so basically what we do is the main focus is we connect our students here with volunteer opportunities in the community. And we do that through several ways. One way I do that is we have 15 to 20 student leaders that we select every year. They go through a tryout process. And we select some students who then put together and organize and orchestrate and oversee service projects throughout the year that they then try and get all the rest of our students involved with. Usually we ask that each of these student leaders carry out at least one project per month during the school year. And so, you know, if you've got 20 of those floating around, well, we have a lot of projects that are going on. A wonderful thing about our student leaders is that they really do care a lot about the community. A good share of them are not from our community. They come from other areas outside of Carbon County. And so it's just kind of neat to see them come down here and find ways to get involved and to get other students going. And so that's one way we get them involved. Another way that we help students get involved is we actually have a service learning class here on campus that I teach. And I normally have between anywhere from 80 to 150 students per semester that take the class. And what they do is they can take the class for two or three credits. And for each credit they take it for, they'll do 18 hours of community service. And so we might have, you know, students out there doing, you know, 54 hours of community service throughout the semester. The wonderful thing about that is, you know, they're getting college credit while they're doing service to the community. And then I invite them to, as they look at the service that they're going to do out in the community, that they maybe focus on something they're interested in going, you know, into a career in. So that way they can get a good feel, maybe learn some things about that field of study, gain some education on, you know, what will help them in the future. And that's been a really helpful opportunity for a lot of our students because I have...
Can you give us an example of some of these service projects so that our listeners will know?
Well, we do it a couple of ways. One is we have about 50 what I call community service providers that we work with, and that's places like the food bank, the Carbon County Food Bank, Active Reentry, all of the schools, the elementary schools, even, you know, the Gear Up program, also the Head Start programs, all of those. We actually work with a lot of the government agencies, such as the BLM, the Forest Service, places like that. So we pretty much involved with every, you know, service agency in our community here to help them out. So we do it that way, and then we also, a lot of these students will get really creative. You know, I mean, this last winter we actually had several students going around shoveling snow and, you know, just helping people out that way. We had one young lady this last year who came up with a creative idea that, you know, she would visit her grandparents in one of the assisted care centers. And so she came up with the idea that she had a project. She called it No Slip Socks, where they bought some socks and then they put this, I don't know what you'd call it, some kind of like a rubber coating on the bottom of the socks. And she donated those to the assisted care center so that the people there could, you know, walk around without slipping. And so there's just lots of ways. It's really only limited, as you know, by their imagination. They've been some really, really creative things they've done in the past.
I want to pause and remind our listeners that you are listening to Terry Johnson, the coordinator of Volunteer Services, or the SUN Program, Utah State University Eastern Campus, here on Castle Country Focus. How successful do you feel, now I know this is asking a a loaded question. How successful is this in their overall education and programs?
You know, there's been a lot of research done recently, and it's been fun to watch. They have realized that an individual gains greater insight and greater understanding when they actually do what's called engaged learning. In fact, you even have some of the universities in the, you know, the state of Utah, that's what they're, you know, that they're referring to themselves as. Just one way we do that is by these students getting them service out in the community, particularly in the realm of interested in, it helps them grasp the concepts that they're bringing in the classroom. And so I would say it's almost imperative, it's critical students have this opportunity, because basically you learn better by doing.
So they're really improving their education regardless of what their major is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Are there specific majors that require this kind of activity?
Yes, there are. Most of the medical field majors, you know, nursing and some of those things, they require some service. There's actually criminal justice requires some service as part of their program as well. So, yeah, there's several programs on campus that actually require it.
That's part of the curriculum of the program.
Yes.
Okay, great. Are there future volunteer programs coming up that our listeners may be interested in hearing about?
Well, we always have our typical ones in the fall, you know, where we do the bread and soup nights, where we raise money to help out the food bank and things like that. And so summer gets a little slow. We don't have very many students here in the summer, so it gets a little slow, but we get prepared for the fall. And fall is usually pretty big. You know, United Way's Day of Caring, we get heavily involved with that. And so we would encourage everybody to mark that on your calendars. It's usually the third Saturday in September. The third Saturday in September, and you know, then we do the Angel Tree program, and so yeah, there's when we try to get our information on the website, and so, you know, you just go on our website, you can look, you know, click on calendar events, and usually those things that we've got going on are listed right there.
Does the Sun Project have any specific needs or requirements?
Well, you know, a huge help that, you know, people in the community have been so wonderful to help out with in the past is, being a service organization, we don't, you know, receive a lot of funding from places. And so, you know, there's been some great individuals in the community who have helped donate, and we really appreciate that. And thank you for those donations, and we appreciate any more that you might be able to donate. So thanks much for that.
Tell our listeners, if they're interested or have a potential project, would you be interested in somebody in the community proposing something?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're always looking for opportunities for our students. And I would say the one thing that, you know, I would hope people would understand is that these are college students, and so they're not just standing around waiting for opportunity to go out and serve. You know, if you do have a project or an opportunity for them to serve, please give us, you know, 2 or 3 weeks notice, so that they can arrange their, you know, their school schedules and their work schedules to be able to participate. But yeah, we would love to have you know, people let us know of opportunities we'd have to serve.
Tell our listeners how to get in touch with you, or the website. Let's start there.
Well, yeah, just our website is eastern.usu.edu. If you go there, and then they can contact me directly through my email address is Terry. That's Terry. Johnson, Johnson, at usu.edu, or they're welcome to call me directly at 435-613-5284.
Thank you, Terry, for taking some time and visiting with us here on Castle Country Focus.
You're welcome, and thanks for talking.